Welcome to Financial Freedom Radio. I'm your host, David Kimball. You are going to learn how to save money, get out of debt, and live financially free with effective strategies to inspire you to action. Let's get started with this very first edition of Financial Freedom Radio. Who is David Kimball? Who is this guy on your MP3 or computer? Well, back in 1995, I heard the now-deceased Larry Burkett's radio show and have been hooked on helping people become financially free ever since. I soon became one of his first certified financial counselors and then for our church. A couple of years later, some friends of ours were leading a Bible study for a group of single moms. I offered to talk with them about financial issues. As each new time approached, I would write down on sticky notes the topics for the day. After weeks of this, I began to type out the information from these stickies and provide the group with the printed notes, expanded to make sense, of course. Thus was practical budgeting born, a complete step-by-step guide to getting on a budget and living a frugal lifestyle. It was created to meet what was needed for those ladies, revising the process as I received their feedback. What resulted was a system that proved to be 100% effective for those who followed it and persevered. Very financially and emotionally freeing indeed. It has been said that if a financially strained single mom can get financially free, anyone can, including you. It has been a few years since then, and practical budgeting has become household budget made easy. Even though the name has changed, the time-tested principles of good money management have not. If you spend less than you make, have strategies to save regularly, and give to others, you will become financially free. Now that is a real stimulus plan. The first thing we need to talk about today is the budget. A household budget is an effective money management guide through which you can relieve the stress and burden of debt and worry. It is a necessary step to be taken by anyone serious about acting on their current financial situation and making incredible life change. Your goal is to save money, eliminate all your debt, and live a financially free life. My goal is to help you get there through inspiration and an effective plan. So put aside your impressions of the word budget. It is simply an effective financial tool, a guide to help you achieve your own financial freedom and prosperity. It is a trusted friend, and here at Financial Freedom Radio, I will show you how and why this is true. You will get on the road to financial freedom by building a system of savings that will free you from debt and guide you to unparalleled opportunities. How do I know this? Because people just like you are becoming financially free every day. People like Sue Ellen, with whom I talked with yesterday, another one of these ordinary people achieving extraordinary results. Let's listen in. We're talking with Sue Ellen from Texas, who has managed to eliminate a whopping, I'm going to let you tell us how much, Sue Ellen. How much were you in debt?
I was in debt for $78,492.
$78,000. Wow. How much have you paid off?
I paid off so far $59,745.
$59,000? How long has it taken you to do this?
About 2 years and 1 month. I began in January of 2008.
2 years to knock out how much again?
$59,745.
Wow. Congratulations. That is awesome. Tell us your story. What motivated you to begin paying off your debt?
I was just really tired of living paycheck to paycheck, and I had nothing in savings. At one point, I broke my leg, and I still had to go to work every day because I just had nothing to fall back on. In Thanksgiving of November 2007, I was visiting my brother and saw the Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey, the book on his countertop. I started to read that, and I saw all the interviews with people who had gotten out of debt, with a lot more debt than I had. And I decided if they could do it, I could do it too.
Of course. Dave Ramsey is a great guy.
Love him.
So you kept going.
I did keep going.
What has kept you going? And not just saying,
you know, this is just way too much.
Well, the main thing that kept me going was my belief in God and claiming His promises regarding my finances. In the Word, it says that if we tithe, that He would bless us, and also that if we gave to the poor. So I started doing both those things. Also, I really started watching my progress. I posted my progress in the kitchen and my bathroom so I could view them daily, and received a lot of support from frugal websites such as The Stretcher. Also, listening to Dave Ramsey's radio show really helped out.
When you say Stretcher, that would be Stretcher.com with Gary Forman?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. And posting that right out there where you can see is a great idea. It keeps it right into your face and keeps you motivated with those numbers.
Yes, it does. When you actually see the numbers in black and white, it makes a big difference.
Well, after doing this for 2 years and knocking out so much amount in debt, I'm sure you've done many, many different things to save money. What is your best money-saving tip?
My best money-saving tip would be differentiating between what is a want versus a need. I need transportation to get to work, but I would really like to have a new car to get there. But my old car runs just fine, although it has 130,000 miles on it. So my want would be a new car, but my need would be transportation, so I'll stick with my car that I have.
Your best money-saving tip is to be able to see the difference between wants and needs and try to stick with the needs as much as possible.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Well, Sue Ellen, there are other people right now out there who are at where you were at 2.5 years ago. What do you have to say to someone, to that person, who feels so overwhelmed with their finances right now and does not know where to start? Encourage them.
I would say, first of all, take a look at all your bills. Pull them all out and see what exactly you do owe. Also, stop digging a hole, meaning stop shopping and buying. That was one of my problems, is I just got deeper in debt when I got depressed with the amount that I owed. Then pray about it and obtain Dave Ramsey's book and other books on money management. Explore other frugal websites for ideas and support. And go from there. Believe in yourself that you can get out of debt.
Thank you. How much time do you have left until you are completely debt-free?
I have about 6 months.
Any doubt you'll make it?
Nope. Barring any major life-changing events like a job loss or a major illness, I will make it.
Outstanding. You are simply motivated to get this done. What mindset is required to succeed to get that motivation?
There's a couple mindsets you have to develop, or at least I found that I've needed to develop to get to this point. I've already mentioned about looking at purchases and whether they're a need versus a want. A couple other things is, once you identify those needs, think through every purchase on how you can fulfill that need in a more frugal manner, such as, I like books, but I can get them at the library free. And then I also mentioned about having a car. Really, if I had to purchase another car, I could get one used, or I could even use public transportation. Look at things like, can I do things myself? Become a do-it-yourselfer. I color my hair only because I'm kind of vain. I found I was going to the beautician to have that done, but I learned how to do it myself. There's a lot of tutorials on the Internet you can use. Reject others' negative opinions on whether you can manage your finances and become debt-free. Both my family and friends, my circle of friends, are not debt-free, and they do not subscribe to my frugal ways. But as I showed them how, as I was slowly getting out of debt, although it hasn't changed their mindset, I think they're beginning to ease to the idea that you can live a frugal lifestyle and become debt-free. Be content with the possessions you currently have. Those are just a few of the mindsets you have to be or to develop to become debt-free.
So it sounds like you're able to influence others now that you actually can show them the benefits and they can actually make it.
Definitely.
You stated the frugal websites, and you are involved in the forums. Has being part of the forums such as Stretcher and Frugal, has that been a benefit to you?
Oh, what a benefit it's been to me. It's been so nice to be able to go on and not to exactly meet people I know, not in person, but to read their stories and also to post questions. And most people on the site, they have the same goal that you have as far as becoming debt-free. And it just, it's so wonderful to have a community to be able to go to and to seek out others who are trying to obtain the same goal. A lot of us have the same problems or same issues or same challenges. Also, when you're down, it's good to be able to go there just for support. It's wonderful.
So whether in person or on the internet, there is a support system and other people that are going through it with you and that can help you along and stay motivated.
Exactly.
Well, Sue Ellen, you are definitely one of the ordinary people achieving extraordinary results, and I thank you for being here on Financial Freedom Radio.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. I enjoyed it.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Isn't that great? She absolutely nailed it when she talked about the right mindset being needed. And we are going to talk about that more in a future broadcast. Complete financial freedom. To get there, though, you must take action. Are you ready? Great. Send in your questions on any financial topic, and I will surely do my best to help you. Just go to my website, householdbudgetmadeeasy.com, and click on the Contact Me button. Like this question that came from Simon in New Jersey. He says, I am setting up a budget for a family of four, two adults, two teenagers. Could do with advice on how to bring the family into reality for spending on each category. I expect to have a typical month's spending exceed a typical month's income by 40%. You can see the problem. Hi, Simon. Thanks for writing. Yes, I can see the problem there. And I expect the teenagers are throwing fits at the idea of not having as much money to throw around. You have got to get through to them that you cannot live like this. I remember years ago watching The Cosby Show, yes, many years ago, and Theo, the teenage boy, was having a problem with how much life costs. He, of course, thinks not much and expected Dad to pay for everything. It was one of the funniest scenes. When the son got home, his room was bare clean, not a thing left in it. Dad gave him a month's pay, and he had to buy whatever he wanted or needed. Well, Theo salivated over the money, believing he would have so much extra left over. You can imagine how the scene played out. Dad kept mentioning things that were needed, food, clothing, bed, insurance, taxes, and when it was all said and done, I think he had about $3 left over. The point is, it got him to understand a little more about the value of money. Simon, I'm not saying toss all your kids' stuff out and go to that extreme. But what I am saying is you've got to teach them and make them understand a little more about the value of money. And here's what I would say to your children. Son, daughter, here's our income and here's our expenses. You tell me how we should be spending our money. We cannot and will not spend any more than we make. As a matter of fact, we are not going to spend more than 80% of our take-home pay. Why? For emergencies. Things do happen, and we are going to need it. We are simply going to live on this amount, and that is that. I love you too much not to instill these lifelong habits in you, and I have been wrong for not doing so earlier. But as of now, the gravy train is over. You need something, we will buy it. If you want something, you pay for it. How? Figure it out. Say this in a loving manner. Be consistent, and they will be on your side. Give them the tools and the understanding and the skills necessary to earn their own money and to make their way, as they're going to be expected as adults here in a few short years. Well, Simon, there's a start. Keep sending in your questions. Again, just find the Contact Me link at householdbudgetmadeeasy.com. Opportunities. Have you noticed they are all around you? I pulled in the gas station with my boys a while back. There were real long lines at this particular gas station that I frequent. As I pulled in, I noticed every pump was filled with a line except one. There was no line. Nobody was using it. So I took about a 5 extra second effort to turn my car around so the gas tank would face the pump and went right on in. I turned to my boys, who were 10 and 9, and told them that there are opportunities all around us if we would just take a little extra effort. As we plan our goals or wishes, or whatever you want to call them, I encourage you to look for opportunities to spend less and save more money to get out of debt and live. There are numerous ways to do this if you just look around. Some of them may look to be inconvenient and not worth it, but if you were to change your thinking, your mindset, and attention just a little bit, you will notice it is really easy to do, and every little bit of savings adds up. Some of the opportunities that I have for saving money may not be the same opportunities that you are able to have in your area and vice versa, but the goal is to look around and stimulate your thinking. And when those opportunities do come around, however long or short they last, you take advantage of them and save a little bit here and save a little bit there. And eventually, you will meet your own financial goals. I would love to hear of your ideas to save money. Please let me know and I will share with others so we all benefit. Remember that opportunities abound if you are paying attention. I am your host, David Kimball, and you are listening to Financial Freedom Radio, helping you to save money, get debt-free, and live. Visit me at www.householdbudgetmadeeasy.com. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.